Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Greg Hill Show. The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
It's the Peloton.
I can't wait for you to get sick of this.
I'm not seeing the results that I need to see. I am Pelotoning.
Have them put one courtside for you.
That's actually.
You'll look like somebody who pulled a hamstring and is just Greg Hill questionable to return to the game.
If it's after the first quarter, Nick, the status is always Greg Hill questionable to return for the rest of the game.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
A 17 cent a gallon gas tax?
Fee.
Tax.
It's a gas
it's
fee.
It's a tax.
No, they're calling
Stop
it a gas
calling
fee.
It a fee.
It's a gas fee.
It's a tax.
The tax rates could use a little influx here.
I'm not going to give up going to the Cumbie's Chill Zone every morning to get my delicious iced coffee because the governor wants to slap an additional 17 cents a gallon on the gasoline that I pay for.
Get a job.
Joined by Nick Fitzgerald. Stevens.
I was walking by the break room, and Nick actually told me that the pistachio was the best nut for the planet.
Oh, my Lord.
It was a joke, because it's the greenest one, you knucklehead.
Knuckleheads.
While your Prius is skidding off into a tree.
I don't drive a Prius.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Happy fanniversary. Thank you, Mr. Kraft.
Yeah. Ken was all over you
Dr.
yesterday.
Dongstick. Dr. Longstick.
This just in. Are you a man or not?
I am filing.
Who tweets that?
I am filing a restraining order against Ken.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers. They are.
Fitzy, some of those jokes are falling over like a red balloon.
Hey, listen. Hey, Jerry, they can't all be winners. Just ask your mom and your dad.
Hey!
Where the f*** are they all?
How about this pile of nuts?
Do not have anything to add.
Cover it. Let's
cover it.
Just want to say hi, Brent.
Yeah, good.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the bears and watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
One and all.
And salutations to you, my friend.
I should say one and all does not include Curtis, who is taking a little bit of time off to recharge his batteries. Is there any phrase, we don't have time for this right now, but is there any more annoying phrase at work or elsewhere when people say that they are recharging their batteries?
No, because it's always rich people that do it. It's always people with money that are like, I'm going to take a little time off to recharge my batteries. You know, football season's done for the Patriots. Yeah. I'm going to take a little nap.
Sorry, I don't have time to recharge my batteries. I got bills that I got to pay.
Yeah, where's Lou at the loading dock? He decided to recharge his batteries for a couple weeks.
I got one that somebody tweeted last night. Legendary meme, no doubt.
Wait a second. We're like 2 minutes into the show.
Not even.
And Ken is coming right at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord.
I know, right?
What was the legendary meme that you were tweeting about?
Manning face.
Oh, okay.
The Eli Manning face is on the sidelines and after he makes an interception or when someone says his chocolate milk isn't room temperature like he likes it.
Yeah, back off, Ken, will you? Leave Nick alone. The guy's just trying to earn a living around this place. All right. Well, anyway, if your batteries are charged and you're up early, welcome to this show. And if you'd like to be on at any time, you could call 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up on the show this morning at 6:45, it's the dumbest of the day. And at 8:15 this morning, it is Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer back in studio, first time in the new year, and Larry the Lawyer will answer all of your legal questions for free. So that is coming up at 8:15 on this morning's Greg Hill Show.
This is It's a Rat Trap, and you're
and you've been caught.
The lead.
Well, now you've piqued my curiosity, Ken. Who's the rat? What do you? The rat trap?
You familiar with the Boomtown Rats? I don't know if you were on them.
I love the Boomtown Rats song, I Don't Like Mondays.
Oh, yeah.
Which was based on one of the very early school shootings that happened. And, of course, Bob Geldof, the lead singer of the Boomtown Rats, pretty talented guy.
Very talented. Yeah. Some people compare that to, like, Springsteen-esque. Anyway. The rat is still Mike Fiers. This has taken legs this week. Over the weekend, Pedro Martinez was on with Mutt and Bradfoe and Lou out at Winter Weekend. And here's what they said. And this was discussed on PTI yesterday. Bradford finally printed the quotes. But take a listen.
Are you upset that Mike Fiers put his name to this? He was the name that came forward and started with all this. Do you feel like he did the right thing? Because it sounds like you're preaching accountability and fight through it. And no matter what they're doing, you can be better than them. So do you have a problem with Fiers being eventually the whistleblower to start this entire investigation?
You know what? If he was to do it when he was playing for the Houston Astros, I would say Mike Fiers has guts. But to go and do it after you leave the Houston Astros because they don't have you anymore, that doesn't show me anything. I mean, you're just a bad teammate.
I mean, Pedro goes on to say, like, he's going to have nobody trusts him and he won't get a job again in baseball. Aren't we supposed to celebrate Mike Fiers?
Well, we're supposed to celebrate whistleblowers in this country, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't get this. This not only Jess Mendoza, but now Pedro Martinez, who obviously I respect.
Well, it's the baseball guys, and I feel like they're closing ranks and they don't want any rats around. Mm. So, but an odd look when it comes to Pedro. And you're saying that baseball in general ought to embrace the fact that somebody stood up and exposed the cheating that was going on.
Right. This guy single-handedly cleaned up the game. Well, yeah. We think. I mean, people will still try to cheat, but for the most part. And now he's being ridiculed. He's going to be blackballed from the game in a year.
Well, oftentimes that's what you get for doing the right thing, Ken.
That's correct. Now, Greg, I think you all know how I and millions in New England and Patriots Nation feel about Peyton's younger brother already. But for the record, now that he's calling his thoroughly mediocre 500 career quits, the quarterback who is as much a member of the Lucky Sperm Club as he is the Lucky Catch Club, I ask you the question making the rounds amongst all football fans today. Does he belong in the Hall of Fame? I present audio evidence.
Manning back to throw. He rolls right toward the pressure. He's being chased, throws it on the run, and the pass is intercepted at midfield. Manning back, throws one left under pressure, intercepted, underthrew it, bad throw.
Manning tried to force it, and he's thrown two interceptions here today.
Almost as many interceptions as touchdowns, four playoff exits, two lucky runs, a 500 career. Does that pasty-faced, booger-eating dream robber belong in the Hall of Fame? N-O spells hell no. Say goodbye tomorrow and then walk away being Peyton's younger brother forever, you jerk.
So you would say no Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame when he announces or after he announces his retirement, which I believe is going to be today, right?
It's out already, but the press conference is tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, okay.
And if two wins in the Super Bowl is what qualifies you to be a Hall of Famer, bring in Jim Plunkett first, and then maybe I'll consider you, Eli.
Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, is chartering private jets to get him to and from campaign events in places like Iowa, back and forth to the impeachment hearings. Private
jets?
Yes. Remind me, is that part of the Green New Deal in which he's so in favor?
I don't think it is, Danielle. I thought we were going to eliminate air travel altogether.
That's how I read it. Cars, air travel, and fossil fuels verboten, unless you are working in the Senate.
Well, we spent a lot of time yesterday on climate change. Uh-huh. I don't know if I want to revisit that or not. We got a lot of other things to cover this morning, but it does seem a little bit hypocritical for the man who wants to be your next president to be chartering private jets to get to and fro the impeachment hearings.
Do as I say.
Not as I do. All right. Never mind the new Brady Mansion in Greenwich, Connecticut. My sources are telling me, Ken, that there is a tragic death of a legendary American character which we will all have to witness in a forthcoming Super Bowl commercial. Planters is killing off Mr. Peanut.
Come on. Oh,
yes.
What did Why? He
do? What do you mean, what did he do? It's the allergy people.
That's not his fault.
That's big allergy.
That's what it is. How can you? I mean, there are kids watching the Super Bowl. How can you kill off Mr. Peanut?
You're kidding.
During America's greatest sporting event, broadcast live.
Will his monocle go flying?
I don't know. Maybe that's how he dies. I don't know. Maybe the monocle dislodges and ends up
in his jugular brain?
Or in his brain. I don't know. But, I mean, when you think of... I mean, is there a commercial character in American television history that is more beloved, maybe Mr. Potato Head, but that is more beloved than the guy who is responsible for peanut love everywhere.
For more anaphylactic shock and for more EpiPens and for more isolated feelings of loneliness at tables. I'll say this, Greg. Yeah. They're great.
Well, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, R.I.P. Mr. Peanut. And make sure that at some point you send the kids out of the room during the Super Bowl because we don't want anybody to see the funeral of Mr. Peanut live on television. Mm-hmm. If you would like to call and you'd like to be a part of the show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text at any time on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up next, if you live in Florida, be on the lookout for a potentially armed former NFL wide receiver wearing either a number 84 or a number 17 jersey with Jermaine Wiggins at the wheel of the getaway car. We will get to that breaking news coming up next.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Legacy. Love for all the right reasons. This winter, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Should we hold off on the Antonio Brown details then until... I know you have your scoops.
Well, I have no scoops on Antonio Brown.
He's trending. But we'll save it, maybe.
Let's talk about the Celtics.
Okay, let's talk. Before that, though, another big Hillman scoop in regards to Tommy Curran's report, rebutting your report. Is that coming later in the show?
Well, I don't have a scoop, but there's somebody. That was somebody else on this program who had a. I believe there's somebody else who is a part of this show who has a second source on my report. Is that what you're talking about?
Well,
that was floating around yesterday. Mm-hmm. And there is physical evidence which could support a second source on the Greenwich, Connecticut story. Yes, you're right, Ken.
This could be huge. We'll get to that. Celtics did indeed roll the Grizzlies last night at the Garden. How about a 52-12 run after trailing by 7?
They look good. They look really good.
And no Jaylen Brown, but no problem. And they held rising star Ja Morant to just 2 points in the game. Jason Tatum did injure the Danielle lower body with 5 minutes left.
Quote-unquote, yes.
Seems like he's okay. Mm. The big news in the NBA last night was the pro debut of Zion Williamson, though. Did you catch any highlights of him in the fourth? He scored 17 straight points. Three straight threes. He's like a big man that's
pretty
just
amazing.
Wrecking ball.
It was really amazing.
22 points on 8 of 11 shooting. Pelicans lost the game, but that was the big debut. In Patriots land, of course, beyond Antonio Brown, Jawan Williams arrested in his home, Fitzy, in Tennessee for speeding when police found an unnamed controlled substance, prescription drugs, and drug paraphernalia. He's facing charges for many of those things. Possession of legend drugs? I don't know what that is.
What is a legend drug?
I don't know. But Jawan Williams, the rookie this year, played a little bit, right? Nothing.
Yeah, on the last couple games, yeah.
Yeah. So minimal impact. And multiple Patriots say they're not retiring. Devin McCourty said that. Also, Matthew Slater says he wants to come back and play for the Patriots if they can work that deal out. And I believe you and Matthew Slater are very tight as well, Hillman.
Well, I'm friendly with... I wouldn't say very tight, Ken.
Oh.
I think it's okay probably to share that on the forthcoming new weekend program that I will debut here at WEEI in about a week and a half.
Yeah.
Devin McCourty will be our first guest.
Excellent.
The program is called Extra Sauce, and it is an homage to the fantastic restaurants, mm-hmm. bars, and spirits offerings that we have here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So my weekend program, Extra Sauce, which will be co-hosted by Courtney Fallon.
Yes.
Formerly with the NFL Network. And a weekend host, fill-in host here at WEEI.
Occasionally stuck with Mutt.
Will debut Super Bowl weekend, I believe.
Excellent.
And we will spend, I think it's only like a 10 or a 12 week run unless it gets renewed or something like that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was only a 10 or a 12 minute show.
48 minutes of commercials and 12 minutes of show.
Greg left his weekend show early.
Well, by renewed, I mean whether or not I get sick of doing it. But we will debut the Extra Sauce program on Super Bowl weekend if all goes as planned. And Devin McCourty will be our first guest.
Will the oddballs be canceled due to Extra Sauce?
Oh God, we can only pray. Greg, keep going, buddy.
I don't think we will cancel next weekend show. We're moving it to 4 a.m. Saturdays.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Thank you for reminding me, Ken. Coming up at 7, will the drummer in one of the greatest rock bands in history go all the way to the Supreme Court to get back in his band?
Yeah.
That is coming up at 7. But before that, on this show at 6:45, it is the dumbest of the day, and at 8:15 this morning, Larry the lawyer will be in here to answer all of your legal questions for free, and that is Ask an Attorney, and it's happening at 8:15 this morning. Curtis is off for a period of time, and he has told us that he is recharging his batteries. I received several text messages from those of you who find other phrases to be more annoying than recharging the batteries. The mental health day was described as one texter as a complete nation of pussies phrase. I need a mental health day.
No one that's actually using that as an excuse is taking a mental health day.
No.
The people that need the mental health day are like, oh, I have the coronavirus. The people that are like, taking a mental health day, Bob, it's like, so you're going to the casino.
Yeah. Actually, that's what Curtis is doing. Curtis has been chosen as the designated survivor of this show for the coronavirus.
Okay.
So
thank you.
He is locked away like somebody during the State of the Union address, and he is the designated. He's the only one of us who is going to survive the coronavirus influx, which is going on all around us, apparently.
Does he have the codes? Are they strapped to his wrist for the briefcase?
Yeah, he's got the codes. That was a great show, by the way, Designated Survivor.
Yeah, that was a good show.
A bit of a sleeper. It was a sleeper, yes.
Yes, because what happens is now it's so difficult for network shows to break through because everyone talks about their favorite HBO show
or
what they're binging on Netflix.
You nailed it. Nick. But Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland, pretty good show. Then the other one is Wellness Day. That's another one that people, when people want a day off to go get their errands done
right.
or to screw around,
right.
they say they need day. A wellness day.
Yeah.
So this is Steve from Vermont. What are you calling about, Steve?
Yeah, I'm calling. I wanted to give you the definition of the legend drug and then give you a prop.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So legend drugs are federally illegal. So basically what he did was have a bunch of prescriptions without them being prescribed to him.
Okay.
That's what a legend drug is.
Okay. Legend drug approved by the FDA, but has to be prescribed is what you're saying, essentially, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And the other thing is, I wasn't sure if you noticed that there's an abnormally large amount of Steves that call into the show.
Of Steves?
We had a meeting.
Yeah.
We had a meeting. We okay. got together. We got a slice, and we were all talking about we are going to continue to push you till you're number one.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right.
You're number one in our hearts. But number one in the ratings. Well, we're blowing them out. Love the show. Keep it up, brother.
All right. Hey, well, thank you to the Steves. You know, Curtis is not here to gloat about ratings. Mm. I prefer to wait until there is a large body of work to boast about.
There's at least one large body in here. I'm not sure whose it is.
Well, there's two. There's two on Friday because Wiggy's here. So, but yeah. Listen, thanks. This show started 5 months ago, August 1st or whatever, during the fall ratings period. You made the show number two, just about a point behind the number one show. And the last 2 weeks that we worked in December, you made this show number one.
All
so
right.
I can't.
We love you.
There's no way that I can say thank you. Enough, but maybe we'll have some kind of a party.
Drain Curtis's batteries, though.
We could have like a runner-up party or something like that, or a weird number two party or something like that. I don't know.
Ken, it was a phantom power situation, like when you leave your TV plugged in and it's a constant drain. Greg is so low energy that he just had a constant drain of Curtis's battery over the last 5 months.
Now, if Curtis had gone to some sort of renewable source as opposed to shaming all of us environmentalists, maybe he wouldn't need to, quote, recharge his batteries for a few.
Maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he wouldn't.
I like the Steves, by the way. That's nice that they got together.
Yeah. They're going to have a t-shirt next.
Here's a text that says, with regard to Danielle's lead, how else is Bernie Sanders supposed to get back to the impeachment hearings from Iowa?
Commercial.
He could fly commercial like everybody else.
These public officials in Massachusetts want us to take public transportation, but they don't. These senior senators that are representing their respective states in Washington want us to not fly. They want us to be on board with this fakakta Green New Deal nonsense that gets rid of cars, planes, and fossil fuel. But, I got it back to the impeachment hearings. Yeah, good. Yeah, get out of here.
No, you're 100% right. Your lead this morning at 6 is you couldn't have nailed it better. Bernie Sanders is out there berating everybody about driving their gas-guzzling vehicles using, you know, the dreaded regular light bulb and
incandescent
plastic straws. And then he's hopping on a G5 lounging in the, you know, in the plush leather seats.
Crudité platter to his left.
Right, flying back to the impeachment hearings. What a giant hypocrite.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you've ever tried to fly from Washington to Iowa direct, but it is an absolute living nightmare, Mr. Greg Hill. So if you would just allow me to make a couple more direct flights, I would appreciate that very much. And then I'll get back to taking the bus and truck tour for Bernie Sanders 2020.
No, what is it? Is it you're seated next to a fat person or your carry-on is too big? What's the issue?
I understand I'm a very slight man, but at the same time, I do not wish to get the coronavirus flying out of either Dulles or Reagan National to Iowa. There are no direct flights. Yeah. Do you want me to fly to St. Louis and then have to go from that hellhole to Iowa?
What a giant hypocrite. So good lead this morning, Danielle. Hello, David.
Good morning, Greg and Danielle and everyone. What? So Greg, this goes particularly to you.
Yes.
You just discredited yourself for being the number one show.
How?
And I don't think you realize you did that.
How?
You said the last 2 weeks of December, we were the number one show.
I said the last two weeks we worked in December, we were the number one show.
That's not what you said.
Go yes, back. It is. Okay. It is. We'll get the tape. That's exactly what he said.
Okay, David.
You said the last two weeks of December.
No, he didn't, David. He said the last 2 weeks that we worked in December.
We'll get the tape.
We'll get the tape.
Oh yeah, we'll play the tape.
That will be wildly compelling.
We'll play the tape. Yes, that would be wildly compelling. This is Bish. Hello, Bish.
Good morning, Gregory. How are we?
Well, your phone sucks, but go ahead. What is it, Bish? What is it?
I was just going to say, it's liberal hypocrisy by Bernie Sanders. And with the Mr. Peanut thing, was he killed off because he was assaulted?
Mark.
Now, Fitzy, write that down. I mean, stand your game up.
For those of us who actually enjoy the high-quality protein of a peanut and can only afford that, I find that very offensive.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, that was my lead this morning. Planters is killing off Mr. Peanut. That only leaves the Pillsbury Doughboy when it comes to legendary commercial characters.
Is that because you can only make fun of like fat white guys these days? Yeah. It's the last class of people you can ridicule, so we had to keep the Doughboy around.
Until CBS Monday Night Revolts.
Yeah. Well, that's why Mr. Peanut is being killed off, because he's he's got a monocle, so he's a rich guy.
Yep.
Does he have a cane?
He's
probably some kind of an out-of-touch one percenter.
Yep.
Well, the top hat
and
alone.
Who's wearing that these days?
Actually, the reason that he gets killed off is because he was involved in the death of Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
So that's why.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, okay.
Right. For seafood allergists, will we then have the death of Charlie the Tuna?
I don't know. Is Charlie the Tuna still used in... Oh, yeah, he's in the Goop candle commercial. All right.
That was a limited run.
That's okay.
Limited run.
Oh, I get all the rim stingers, but none for Greg.
Not very on brand.
Rim stinger. What the hell is a rim stinger?
It's the one after you have buffalo wings.
Danielle's ducking below her microphone for everyone at home.
Five, all right. Nice to meet you.
I'm trying to look at text messages. 781 text, it says, Fitzy and Wiggy are both brilliant on the show in their own separate ways.
I agree.
Let's see. This is Mike from Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
What's going on, Danielle?
Good morning.
What's happening?
I just got a little sign that I saw. But, Danielle, anytime you come to Hampton Beach, all the coronas are on me.
You're the best, bud. Thanks, Mike.
All right. And so I'm driving down Route 1 through Danvers yesterday, and I go by Hooters.
Yes.
So I have to look over. And the bill says, planned my sign today, Cora stole it.
What does it say?
It says, planned my sign today. Cora stole it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I've seen it a lot.
What business is that out in front of?
Hooters on Route 1.
Hooters.
Yeah. I've seen quite a few photos of places that have done that with their signboards.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Well, I really, based on what was done at the Frog Pond over on the Common, I demand that anybody who has one of those catchy advertising signs outside of their business put some kind of a Tom Brady message on there.
I like it.
And if you include the Greg Hill Show, if you put the letters up for the Greg Hill Show and none of the letters are missing, you're not minus, or you could do the Greg Hill Show if you want.
The Greg Hill Sow.
I'll give you some kind of a prize or something. Ooh. I'll come up with something for you, because we need Stay Tom signs all over New England.
Yeah. What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
I can't wait till the local news outlets do a story on it and credit it to a local radio host, because they won't say the call letters of the station.
A lot of businesses still have those signs. I don't know if they're leftovers or if they feel like they work. I mean, I always appreciate
creativity in a sign like that.
Yeah. Well, you know who gets really creative is the religious folk.
Well, they have to.
When they have the sign outside the church.
Yeah, you got to draw them in.
You know, sometimes they get really creative with those. So, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll speak to the powers that be around here and see if we can do some kind of a contest for the best stay Tom phrase. Because, I mean, whoever did that on the Frog Pond, that's what it's officially called over there on the common, the Frog Pond. Whoever did that really put a lot of effort in, and they really they love Tom Brady.
Yes,
the,
they do.
The greatest quarterback in the history of quarterbacks. All right. Here's a text that says, you're only 30 minutes into the show this morning without Curtis, and I love it so much more already. He might be listening. He's recharging his batteries.
I feel like we're going to see a ratings bump.
You think so without Curtis?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I promised you that we will get to the latest on Antonio Brown, who is apparently on the run. He's a fugitive from justice. How does that... How did Tommy Lee Jones say it? We got ourselves a fugitive. So we'll get to that coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, during the break, a texter said that with the forthcoming death of Mr. Peanut, which is going to happen during the Super Bowl, we need a wellness check on some of our country's most treasured commercial characters. So I looked in, looked into this quickly. Sadly, I don't know if you know this or not, but Mr. Clean, black lung. Due to breathing in all the chemical products. And the Keebler elf, big diabetes, diabetes issue, the obesity, got the Keebler elf. So, I'm trying to find out about all the other commercial characters. Did you have a favorite? I mean, you mentioned Tony the Tiger, obviously.
He is great.
When it comes to animals, the PETA people were probably not happy with the fact that Tony was forced to do those commercials for union scale.
Right. And then whipped and put back in his cage.
Yeah. But did you have a favorite growing up?
Hello, the Brawny Man.
Oh, the Brawny Man.
Can you even have the Brawny Man? I mean, can we have like a plaid flannel wearing lumberjack strong male figure guy as a mascot for a brand anymore?
No,
right.
You can't have strong male figures representing anything in this country.
Gotta be milk toasty
anymore. Yeah.
Brawny Man always liked to hang out with his special friend Jeff.
Yeah. I believe that there was an incident on the water which recently took the life of the Tidy Bowl guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What about Lucky Charms?
I think the Lucky Charms, all of the Lucky Charms leprechaun is still okay.
He was caught in a prostitution sting in Florida.
All right, speaking
what about
of
the Kool-Aid man? Did we mention the Kool-Aid man?
Hey Kool-Aid guy?
He's obese. I think, can't celebrate that.
He is obese.
He's currently coaching the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
All right, speaking of Florida, there is some breaking news. Arrest warrant has been issued for former New England Patriot wide receiver Antonio Brown.
He won't be a distraction.
And now, this hour's Antonio Brown update.
Police are searching for Antonio Brown. He was involved in this incident that we spoke about yesterday.
Yes.
With his trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest on that, Danielle, is...
So let me read to you from the parts of the arrest warrant that were obtained by TMZ Sports, and I'll break down exactly what happened during the incident.
Yeah.
So there was a driver of a moving truck who claimed that he was hired to deliver to Antonio Brown belongings that he had stored in California.
Okay.
When he arrived at the home, he demanded a $4,000 payment, which I think you called it yesterday.
I did call it, yes.
Antonio,
he doesn't like to pay his bills, Antonio Brown.
Correct. He refused to pay the $4,000. So the driver, of course, can't hand over the property in the truck because he hasn't been paid. So he tries to take off. AB allegedly picked up a rock and threw it at the vehicle, causing a dent and a paint chip on the side door on the driver's side.
He's
a douche.
What a douchebag.
I mean, come on.
He threw a rock at the guy's truck,
yeah,
the guy's
after
work
he
truck?
He didn't pay him.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Okay.
So then the driver called police to report the damage. Short time later, the moving company calls the driver and said, hey, can you go back? AB said he'll pay you the $4,000 plus $860 for the damage. So the driver says, okay, goes back to AB's house. AB says he'll give him the $4,000 for the initial trip, but won't give him the extra money for the damage. Now, the two of them start verbally arguing. AB allegedly forces his way into the driver's side of the cab, and the two of them are physically fighting at this point.
Scuffling.
Yes. And the trainer was reportedly involved in that as well.
Call me Mr. Big Chef.
The arrest warrant states that Antonio Brown has a concealed weapons permit and is, quote unquote, known to carry. They also warned officers to use caution when approaching AB, as he is known for being confrontational when dealing with police, which we have seen on Instagram Live.
I don't know if I should allow this texter to steal this from Nick, because you know he's about to say it. But the texter says, with AB on the run, at least he knows the right route.
Oh! Brady will be proud he was in position.
No.
I mean, do you feel bad for the guy? I almost do, but then I really don't.
I don't.
I mean, he's just, I mean, I get it. People say he needs psychological help.
He does.
Wiggy is on this show. Wiggy will be in here Friday defending him. And it was his upbringing and he had a rough go of it. But
when do you learn though? You really can't figure out on your own to not beat up a moving truck driver because he won't give you your stuff because you won't pay him? Get out of here.
Do you think Brady's embarrassed that he supported this guy and had him stay at the house and then continued to like every Instagram post for months?
Of course he
is. I don't know.
You think he is? I don't think he is.
You don't think so?
Tom Brady's a nice guy.
Of course he is, but still.
He wants to help other people out. I mean, do you think that if Antonio Brown had been able to stay here, that Tom Brady would have been able to life mentor him, to mindfulness mentor him, so this kind of thing wouldn't happen? Or is this just the kind of idiot that he is? I mean, he's just a jerk. Who wants to ruin the day of somebody who's trying to do their job? Like, the guy driving the moving truck, bringing your stuff back from the storage locker, it has no say in whether you're going to pay your bill or not pay your bill. He's just trying to deliver your S to your mansion in Florida.
He just wants to get home and turn on the game and drink a beer like the rest of us, not have to deal with this lunatic, crazy narcissist with violent tendencies. And I know at the end of the Hernandez documentary, they tried to stitch together the violence to the CTE a little bit and blaming that, or rather saying that it may have had a role. I still think, and Ken can sort of back me up on this, because he knew and or covered Antonio Brown long ago when he was just a sixth rounder and a reasonably humble guy. I still think that hit he took from Vontaze Burfict changed him because he became an absolute
CTE excuse.
Lunatic.
It's the CTE excuse. I don't buy it. How many guys have taken hits like that in the NFL?
I've never seen I thought he died on the field.
Not entirely, but I'm just saying. You're giving him
not a pass. Oh God, no.
But you're saying that is the cause of it.
I'm just saying that since that hit he took, he's been a completely different person and an utter lunatic.
We had a wave of sympathy after the Hernandez doc. Like people were, you know, by the truckloads. Oh, I feel bad for Aaron Hernandez. It's amazing to me that people will feel sympathy for some of these people.
Here's a 978 texter who agrees. Just watched the Hernandez documentary, and they said that he had the worst CTE in a 27-year-old that they've ever seen. So I believe that that is what is wrong with Antonio Brown.
I mean, Wiggy's got CTEs. He acts like a normal person, mostly. I mean,
define normal person.
There was a comma and a mostly there, and then I think an ellipses I could hear in your voice, Ken.
There was a couple of air quotes.
I mean, now, where are those of you who were enraged that Antonio Brown was not continuing to remain a New England Patriot?
Thank you very much. How about an apology to old Mr. Hot Take Laird? Thank you very much.
Would you want this guy today on your team down at Disney in Foxborough, as Derek the Steelers fan would call it? Would you want this buffoon?
No.
A member of your beloved New England Patriots? I don't think so.
Have to admit, it's pretty exciting.
If I was putting together an all-time, like, real-life longest yard team, I would want Antonio Brown on there. Yeah. I will walk back the fact that at mid to late season, I did take to these airwaves and say, I think they should bring him back in because I thought that the offense was suffering. So that's a mea culpa. Fitzy's bad, everybody.
And once again, Mr. Kraft, one of the best things he's ever done. One of the smartest moves Bob Kraft ever made.
I'll tell you, it's been a hot minute since Tom Brady has liked an AB post.
Has it been a while?
It's been in fact, I'm going back through some archival posts that I remember Tom liking.
Yeah.
Now I don't see the like. I wonder if Tom unliked some posts.
This is Wiggy in the truck. Hey, Wiggy.
Hey, you're just jealous of us. he's not white. And remember, he didn't have a lot of stuff growing up. Now he's got a lot of stuff in the back of that truck, and he's pissed. You're not like him.
Wiggy will be here Friday to defend Antonio Brown.
This, that, and the other.
Is he going to come in here Friday and say that everything Antonio Brown did is the fault of somebody else? I mean, is that what he's going to do?
Yes.
$50, he comes in with a free AB sweatshirt. Change my mind.
BPS.
I'm not going to try. I won't try to do that.
Let's see. Here's somebody who says, at this point, shouldn't we be taking Antonio Brown's guns away from him? That's what the police in Florida are saying in this all points bulletin. Was it an all points bulletin? Was it an APB, Ken? They are saying they're saying that he could be armed and dangerous.
Correct.
And, how does this end, Greg? Does this end with incarceration, or does this end more? Not saying that any of us want. We would love to see him rehabilitated. It may be difficult, but how do we see this playing out? Does it play out in a nationally televised police chase? Does it end worse?
I don't know. I mean, is he in the Bentley? Like, what? Which vehicle is he driving? Like, is he holed up in some Motel 6 in Kissimmee? I don't know where he is. I don't know. But I hope it doesn't end up that way. I mean, do you think he ever makes it back to the NFL at this point?
No. I think now everyone's out. Rosenhaus bid him farewell. What agent, unless they were like a rookie or someone just looking to cash in and get a big ticket, who would want to represent this guy? How can you say to a team, I guarantee
that he is going to be well behaved.
Yes, that he's going to be a stable figure in your organization.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
And you know what? All that talent and millions of dollars
wasted,
and he can't keep his stuff together.
He is arguably the best receiver that has caught a football over the last 6 years in the National Football League, and he cannot stay on the field because he is crazy.
Here's a text that says, I feel kind of bad for AB, but not for Aaron Hernandez. Well, I don't think anybody... I don't know. When you were watching that documentary, did you feel bad for Aaron Hernandez?
During the phone calls.
I felt bad for the for the father of the high school quarterback for the way in which he represented himself. But I didn't feel bad for Aaron Hernandez at any point. I mean, I guess I felt sad for the situation that he found himself in, his dad dying, dad dying when he was young. But that happens to a lot of people, and they're able to rise above it. You know, they're able to pull themselves out of that circumstance. This is Ron from Medford. Hello, Ron.
You know, Greg, I'm about to do something that I never thought I would ever do during the balance of my life ever.
Yeah.
And that is, I've got to apologize to Ken, who was completely right about Antonio Brown.
Thank you, Ron.
Who mm-hmm. is a lunatic. Like, this guy shouldn't be using a can opener. He shouldn't be operating anything in a washing machine, a butter knife, you know. I mean, honest to God, I mean, this guy is, you know, I know the Patriots evaluate the football intellect of players when they come to them.
Yeah.
But with this guy, he's got to be evaluated by somebody who really knows what they're doing. I mean, this guy should be in a straitjacket.
Well, I don't know what, who is going to be there to tell him that it's kind of like Delonte West a little bit, where, you know, in a different way, there's nobody, I guess, who can, like, I wish somebody who was close to Delonte West mm-hmm. could just go, you know, give him help and get him somewhere that he can get help. I think the thing is, if people don't want to help themselves, then it's really difficult to for them to get the help that they need. But there's nobody who's going to tell Antonio Brown, you got to go get therapy, or do they still do like the shock treatment? Like,
yeah, behaviorally, how can you have this kid this guy representing your brand? So I just want to say one more thing before I go about Aaron Hernandez. You're talking about whether you felt bad for him.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for where he ended up. You know, he had his choices to make, and he did. But, you know, I can't help but feel like if his dad, you know, hadn't lost his life, he probably would have kept him going in the right direction. I don't think he ever would have encountered Bradley and
listen,
those
I blame
other two maggots.
I got to tell you something. I blame the mom. The mom was not – she did not, you know – bringing that dude in that was his cousin's
within a
husband.
Couple of months, she's got this guy in her house smashing her in her bedroom in his dad's bed.
Yeah, no,
And
then it's despicable in that third episode where she's demanding $1 million from him, and she's not even smart enough. She thinks he got the $40 million up front, and I mean, it's just,
well, you know, you got the guy in the background who's nudging her, saying, you know, call him up and ask him for $1 million, because you know that he's 3 cents short of a nickel too, right?
Yeah, no.
I mean, because he probably ended up with her because he knew the path that kid was taking.
Yeah,
the other woman had cancer; she's of no use to him, and he ends up with a woman whose son's about to hit pay dirt. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Ken, you were right, kid. Antonio Brown is soft as a grape. Have a great day.
Nice.
I mean, it's sad. I saw him from the start, and you could see it building and getting worse. By the time I left Pittsburgh, he was in diva status. But, like, Emmanuel Sanders was his teammate. He hated Brown. Like, he would never go on the record and say this, but I know for a fact. People in the, teammates were like, what is this guy up to? The Steelers paid $21 million against their cap to get rid of him. I mean, that should have told you all you need to know. They paid $21 million in dead money to get him out.
Yeah.
And also, maybe we should start respecting the coaching game of Mike Tomlin, because even though he was not able to win a Super Bowl with the Killer Bees of Bell and Big Ben and Antonio Brown, the fact that he kept that team in playoff contention every year with Antonio Brown there disrupting that locker room, that's pretty impressive.
Well, you just sent out the bat signal to Derek the Steelers fan. Thanks a lot.
Guy.
All right. We're behind a little bit. Coming up shortly, we will get to Dumbest of the Day, and then we will discuss whether the drummer in one of the greatest rock bands of all time will go all the way to the Supreme Court to try to get back in the band. That is all coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.